Chapter 19. You're never as tough as other people believe you are. That's what Jesse Stone was thinking when he spotted Molly's unit pulling into a lined spot outside the morgue. He got a sick feeling in the pit of his belly and reminded himself that these were the moments when a cop earned his pay. There were a lot of things about the job the public considered hard that weren't nearly as difficult as this was likely to be. Not by a long shot. Back in L.A., where he'd been a homicide detective, he had done this gut-wrenching kabuki dozens of times. Unfortunately, he hadn't left that aspect of the job behind him, and had been forced to do it several times since becoming chief of police in Paradise. It was, in its way, very much like a dance. The steps were the same, but because the partners changed, it was a different experience each time. Never a pleasant one. Jesse went outside to greet the parents. He wanted to establish some rapport before they stepped inside. It was his experience that once they got inside the building, the parents would be beyond his reach. He couldn't let that happen. He needed to say some things to them that they would need to hear. He stood on the curb, watching Molly open the rear door for the Penworths. He watched the parents force themselves out of the car. There it was, Jesse thought, that expression on their faces. He'd seen it before, a jumbled look of intense denial, of desperate hope, of shock. A look that would vanish soon enough in favor of something much, much worse. 45, tanned and fit, with wide, deep blue eyes, the father stood about 6 feet tall, maybe 6'1". His posture was unnaturally stiff as he tried to hold himself together and keep strong for his wife. His wife had blonde hair, just like her daughter's. She was already falling apart, fiercely clutching at her husband's right arm. Without him to hold her up, it seemed she might collapse and disintegrate into a wet stain there on the pavement. Jesse didn't blame her. This was another one of those times he was thankful he didn't have kids. Mrs. Penworth's eyes were so bloodshot that Jesse couldn't make out their color. Her grief was so palpable that it was difficult for Jesse to judge her height or her appearance for the pain. Molly, stoic, also stiff, stood next to the wife. This was hard for Molly, too. She had kids at home, and knew better than most how dangerous the world could be. Paradise or Boston, it didn't matter. Danger could find you anywhere. They stepped up onto the sidewalk where Jesse waited for them. Molly said, "Chief, these are Martina's parents, Jim and Jan Penworth." Jesse had sent Molly to get the Penworths precisely because she was good at understanding how to handle difficult situations. She knew to refer to the dead girl by her name in front of the parents. He recalled the times in L.A. when his partner or another cop would refer to the deceased as the Vic or the victim or the dead kid or the body in front of the relative who'd come to make the ID. It wasn't out of malice or callousness. Jesse knew that. It's just what the job did to you. You had to self-protect, to create a little distance between yourself and the victims, or you couldn't do your job with a clear head. But Jesse was always careful with the families. He shook the father's hand and then placed his left hand on Jan Penworth's shoulder. He remained silent. The last thing he wanted to do was say something patronizing or hurtful. Then after a moment he said, "A hard day." Jan Penworth took a deep breath but didn't say anything. Jim Penworth smiled a wounded smile at Jesse and said, "Hardest day of our lives. Martina's an only child. Was. And she..." He stopped talking. "It's going to get harder. I want you to understand that there's no way for me or Molly to make this part any easier on you. We wish we could, but I won't lie to you. I won't ever lie to you." "Thank you," Jan Penworth said, her voice barely audible. "Would you like for Molly to come inside with us?" Jan Penworth nodded. Jim Penworth smiled again. He started to speak, but the words caught in his throat, and he too began to crumble. Molly spotted it and propped him up. The will and strength the Penworths had summoned to make the trip was at an end. So too was the unreality of the situation. Denial and hope can take a person only so far. This far. Jesse took a minute to explain the procedure and to prepare them for the shock of how Martina might look. You only need to look at her as long as it takes for you to be certain it's her. You can spend a few minutes with her after that. Do you understand? We do, said Jim. Jesse knew at least one of them would say that, but the truth was there was no understanding what they were about to go through. As many times as he had been a part of this process, Jesse still wasn't sure he understood it. He stepped forward, and the automatic door pulled back. He took measured steps as he entered the building, Molly and the Penworths following slowly behind.